This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Okay, well, lace up your running shoes and get your costume. It's time for Running with Ed on May 18th. Joining us in the studio are Christine Grinney. She's a Running with Ed committee co-chair, along with her fifth grade daughter, Lila Grinney, and Vince Hyde, a longtime Running with Ed committee member. They all, well, some of them are on the Average Joes, and Vince is on some other team he'll tell us about. But we're really glad that you all could stop by the studio and tell us about how much fun it's going to be on May 18th. Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought the Average Joes were all Average Joes. How can anybody here be on an Average Joes team?
We're all equally amazingly average.
There we go.
Amazingly average. I like that. So, it is the 10th anniversary of Running with Ed. Vince, how long have you been doing it?
I think this is my sixth year.
Sixth year. And you're on the committee. What do you do? You coordinate the transition areas?
I work with Jaybird, and we sponsor the event. So we also put on the exchanges at the Utah Olympic Park and at the PCMR parking lot.
All right. What is the biggest challenge about the transitions? I mean, they're very elaborate, some of them, and it's a lot of fun, but it must take a lot of coordination.
Yeah, I think it's just bringing the energy and, you know, the fuel and water for the runners, and making sure that we get everybody in and out to see their team and the handoff smoothly.
Uh-huh. Great. Christine and Lila, which year is this for you? How long have you done it?
This is my second year.
And Christine, how about you?
I think our family's been participating for 3 or 4 years, maybe 5. It's hard to remember when we started our team, but we've now grown into 2 teams and always strive to be one of the biggest fundraisers of the 186 teams participating. So it's a great way for all of us to get out on a beautiful spring day, see all your friends, kick off the summer, support a great cause, and help the Education Foundation reach their goal of $110,000 from teams and individual fundraising.
Do you think people do it because of the cause, or do you think they do it because it's fun to get out and just have an event? I mean, I know there's a lot of common ground there, but for some people, the driver is going to be to support the Ed Foundation, and for some people, it can be because you put on a tutu and run around for a while and cheer and all that kind of stuff.
You know, the goal of the event is really to be approachable to all ages. Our motto is that there is no excuses. So whether you want to get out and wear a tutu or you want to get out and try and be the number one fundraiser, it's equal opportunity for everyone. And so the important thing is that it's a huge community event. It's been we're in the sixth year consecutively of being voted the best fundraiser in Park City. And we all know there's so many fundraisers, so we're proud to have that accolade and be on the podium for that. But the Education Foundation, of course, you know, does so much for our public schools in Park City. Those benefit every child who's in the school system. And so whatever your reason is for coming out, whether it's exercise, you're a first timer, this is your 10th year participating, you know, we welcome all runners and all enthusiasts.
And are you continuing to meet and exceed your goals year after year? I know that, you know, it's kind of a competitive space in the fundraising space that exists in the community, because there are so many great causes and so many great organizations. And of course, we've asked a lot of the community in the last year or two with big open space purchases and things of that nature. But I continue to see organizations exceeding their fundraising goals. And how's that been playing out for the Ed Foundation with Running with Ed?
You know, fortunately for us, we do have really lofty goals every year, as do many other organizations like Live PC, Give PC. So yeah, we do have lofty goals, and every year we've been fortunate enough to meet or to surpass those, and our community has grown. And one of the things that I love most about Park City is how generous the community is of their time and their skills and their resources. So we're grateful for that. We have been able to maintain, and so we're here to evangelize the event and hope to get everyone to support in whatever capacity they can.
RunningWithEd.com. So I thought registration was closed, but there's actually a final chance that will end on April 30th, next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't registered your team yet, please do. Hey, you know, there's time to go out and find friends to join a team.
You can also run by yourself.
You can also run. Some people do that.
Yeah.
How many people do that each year?
Usually maybe 3 to 5.
Yeah. And how many total miles is it?
It's 38. It's 38 miles and 10 legs. So like I said, there's something for everyone. The shortest leg is 1.8 miles. We have, let me check my data. We have 300 kids already registered of the 1,500 participants. So that's 20%. So you can, you know, any child of any age can participate. But of course, being Park City, we do have the overachievers among our community. And there are people or small teams who do run the entire thing. We have plenty of team members on our team who run more than one leg, who choose the tough legs, like the run up the UOP. So there's something for everybody.
Vince, what's your favorite leg to run?
Probably, was it 4 from UOP up the stairs down to the canyon to
get
on?
He's one of these people you speak
about. He's one of the crazy ones.
Has the kid participation that you just mentioned, that's really interesting. Has that been growing year after year also, you know, as a percentage of the total or an absolute number? I'm sure, you know, 10 years ago when this started, there were maybe a lot fewer kids. And are you surprised by 300 kids running?
I think 300 is a great amount. Of course, we always want to be surpassing our goals. And so the predominance of the kids who participate generally are from the elementary school level. So it's really exciting to see the younger kids joining and adopting, you know, the enthusiasm for the event from a young age and hopefully carrying that on into their middle and junior and high school years. But, you know, as Vince mentioned, at the exchanges, you see kids of all ages, kids my age, 49, participating and being excited. And there are school bands playing from the high school. You've got all sorts of local businesses who have donated to support those exchanges, like the Lucky Ones Coffee.
Yep, they bring us coffees. We have the LIA kids will, you know, run our exchanges for us with support. So it's kind of a coming together of everybody to make the whole event a success.
Lynn, when's the last time you ran this?
It was the last time that I ran. It was when I decided I am no longer a runner, but I ran into the candy cane forest or whatever it was at Trailside Elementary, and that only made it a little less painful. But, you know, that was the last year you did it, I think, as well.
Yeah.
And I you could certainly show up and walk.
I would challenge you both to participate. Yeah. And here's the thing. Like, running with Ed, I mean, running is in the title. And it's you know, a 10-leg race. But to be completely transparent, I am not a runner. I have a knee injury that doesn't allow me to do that. And so my role is to get out and to dress up and to fundraise, quite frankly. You know, that's what this event is really about, is raising monies to support the Park City schools and the programs that the Education Foundation funds. So just because you're not a runner, you can walk it, you can stroll it, you can fundraise, you can jump up and
down.
Like
you said, no excuses,
right,
Lila? So Lila, I guess then the question I was going to ask you is, who's faster between you and your mom? But I think I already know that answer since your mom has a knee injury.
It's probably me. I do lots of fun activities that's running, so I'm really good at running fast.
Oh, that's great. And what's your favorite leg that you do? Or are you going to do more than one leg?
I usually do the last one with my friends.
Oh, that's the one that goes to Trailside, right?
That's the last one that brings you home into the field house. So
that's
really a fun one that you run with your sister and daddy and kind of our team all bands together.
Oh, that's great. So of all of your friends at school, I mean, a lot of them, well, which school do you go to?
Parleys Park Elementary School.
Oh, yay, Parleys. Okay. Do a lot of your friends do it from fifth grade?
I don't know that, but maybe they do.
Our team consists of kids that span all of the schools, so it's really fun that we all get to see each other sort of as the kickoff to summer.
Mm-hmm. And Lila, you said that you like to run and you do lots of other activities. Do you do things like the 4th of July run in Park City? Is that something you've traditionally done?
I do Girls on the Run.
Girls on a Run. And what's that one?
It's where you practice to run a 5K, and it's really fun.
Oh, great. Well, I was thinking that maybe... from behind, I would recognize Lila because I am surrounded by kids in the 4th of July run, and they all
as
beat
they,
me.
As they pass
as
you.
As they all pass me heading toward the finish line. So.
Well, maybe that's why you should try running with Ed, because some people are walking. Christine will be walking. Or
no, she'll just be cheering and fundraising.
I drive around and play loud music.
Exactly. So, you know, I think at this point, if people are... Well, you can still register, as we mentioned, but now's really the time that you want to get the funds raised. And so how do you go about getting people? I mean, you can just go online and donate, right? But what's your, since you guys are great fundraisers, how do you do it? How do you get people to hand over the green stuff?
So, you know, there's tons of different ways to promote the event and to get people excited to contribute, whether they're local or not. So certainly social media is a huge benefit and a way to reach out. So post your pictures about your team, tell your story, post a short video, talk about why the funds are so important to your school. I mean, why are the funds important to you, honey, at school? Which programs?
I like Makerspace because you can create all sorts of cool things, like robots and other cool stuff, like make, maybe.
What about coding?
Coding is one of my favorites, too, because you get to do makey-makey, and you get to get Play-Doh. Like, if you press, let's say, a left button, it goes left, and it's really fun to do.
So just about creating. So I think, you know, all those funds that go to support those programs are really critical. So however you can go out, go door-to-door, you know, ask friends, promote it at work. Many workplaces will match donations. Mine will at Sotheby's Realty. So that's a great way to fundraise. And I'll be certainly strong-arming my fellow agents to participate and support our team. But I think it's important to have goals. And right now, Orange Theory Fitness is in first place. And I got to say, the way that they raised their over $2,000 to date was in cash donations in one day by using a dunk tank. So that just goes to show you the creativity of how you can get the funds to support your team and how easy it can be. That was a one-day thing. So congratulations to Orange Theory Fitness for being in first place, but there's many, many teams nipping at their heels, and the Average Joe's certainly intends to give them a run for their money. So this event can be competitive on multiple levels.
Do you cap the number of teams? Is it... Or is it open-ended if
It's totally open. So the important thing here is you only have 6 days left to register. So April 30th is the cutoff. And registration right now is $110. Just go to runningwithed.com, jump on, and sign up. Kids and teachers are $50 for a registration, so they get a reduced rate. So again, no excuses. Jump in. If there's a student who wants to participate in the race and is not able to come up with the money to register, you know, please contact someone at the Education Foundation, Jen Billow. Any of the girls and guys there would be happy to help and walk them through how they can get in and participate, even if they can't meet the registration amount.
Right. Great. Vince, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about, so you work at Jaybird. You look a little on the young side to have kids of your own in the school district. I could be wrong, but could you talk about, from a business perspective, why you wanted to get involved with Running with Ed and why other businesses do?
Yeah, I think it's, a day where it doesn't matter, you know, what you do with your business and who your competitors are. You put that aside. You come together for the community to help each other. It's a great way to see friends, to get your workout in for the day, to be outside, and it's basically just a traveling party. So, you know.
Jaybird has been a longtime supporter of the Education Foundation, of this event in particular. Mm-hmm. So they were kind enough to donate a bunch of their really high-end earbuds to the first registrants. So that was a way to get people excited about the event. But we have so many local companies, as Vince mentioned, who participate, whether it's in kind or whether as, you know, presenting sponsors like Park City Mountain and Event Network, who are two presenting sponsors. But you have everyone from Ritual Chocolate and Freshies, Fairweather Natural Foods, Firewood Restaurant, New Park Resort Hotel, Hydropack, Cotopaxi. The UOP is always a huge favorite in our family. Kodiak Cakes, Hoka was a big contributor with Jaybird this year, Silver Mountain Sports Club, Westgate donated. So those are some of the perks that the big fundraisers will be eligible to get prizes from. Mm-hmm. So if any of that sounds exciting or you want more information, it's all on the Running with Ed website. But those are things to look forward to as rewards for participating and fundraising for the event.
Christine, Lila, and Vince, thanks for coming by the studio today. It's runningwithed.com, taking place on May 18th. What's your prediction, Lila, about the weather? Is it going to snow, hail, sleet, or be sunny?
I hope it's going to be sunny and maybe a little bit of sprinkling.
Sprinkling's okay. All right. That sounds like a good prognostication.
Typical sprinter in Park City.
Exactly. All right. Thanks,
no pun intended.
Sprinter. I like that.